Welcome to Grown Ups Are Lucky, an experiment in podcast discombobulation, wherein a smooth-throated narrator recites a pocket-sized fictional delight, which more often than not unravels into absurdity, but hopefully a charming variety of chaotic nonsense that, because of its miniature features, often looks great on a bookshelf next to a trophy or paperweight. And rest assured, the metaphorical bookshelf to which we refer sits squarely between your two feathery earlobes. The name of today's story is Collide. This is my first time flying Mammal Air. I liked that they were upfront about the nature of their cargo, and it was the only direct flight. An airline is an airline. Oceans of sky, grids below. Next to me, a boy reads the Bible.
"I plan to be rich,"
he says. He's on his way to a sleepaway camp that teaches content creation and branding strategies. The attendant asks if we want ginger ale or mountain water with our nut-free pretzels. The pretzels taste like jazz must taste to the Amish. Phoenix is featured in the in-flight magazine. Native handicrafts, aloof reptiles on a park bench, retirees sipping on terracotta cocktails. Out the window, thirsty birds nest on the turbine. "How do they manage?" I mumble.
"Determination of the self,"
the boy answers. The attendant is a human llama. I admire her eyelashes, her fine coat, her glorious neck. My wife would never find out, I think, burping up pretzel. I'm flying to visit a sick friend. Cancer of the interior, his wife said. We were roommates in college, the only person to ever catch me masturbating. He never said a thing, but later gave me a pamphlet on self-violence. Probably a joke. His comedic delivery was arid. I've never seen it that way, as violent. I close my eyes and see collisions, but underwater. Is it violent when fish collide? Do they collide? I watched a lifetime of nature specials, and I have no idea. Thanks for listening. Today's episode was brought to you by Mammal Air. Mammal Air. It rhymes with mammal hair, which is the definitive attribute of mammals. And their lactating nipples. Do other airlines care about your nipples?
The short answer is no.
The long answer involves a deep dive into what it actually means to care for another person. But it's too long for this advertisement, and last time we included it, a test listener said,
"You said another person, but an airline isn't a person."
Our point is this, you sure aren't a lizard. And sure, we love lizards, but not when they run amok and sun themselves in the swimming pool after eating our pet Shih Tzu Ruffles. Speaking of, no, we don't serve potato chips on our flights, despite being delicious with high-altitude beverages. They aren't good for you. And we prefer a type of chip that involves a secret formula of various processed grains, as well as potato starch, which nevertheless does not allow them to qualify as potato chips. But we think you'll like them, assuming you don't mind getting a richly orange cheddar dust on your fingers. Just eat them. It's a plane. What else are you gonna do? And I hear you saying to yourself, "Well, is that any better for you than potato chips?" To which we say, "We're not doctors, we're an airline that happens to be full of mammals." Mammal Air. Flight so smooth, like the smooth legs of a mammal who has just shaved its hairy legs. See you soon, and bring along your kangaroo, if you'd like. They're one of us, and so are you. Mammal Air. If you enjoyed this podcast, tell other people about how you enjoyed the podcast. Thanks, goodbye.
For more information about the author or to contact our sales team, direct your web browser to www.thejasonporter.com and then go to the contact page and then fill out a web form and then wait several days and one of our charming sales representatives will send you an email proposing a phone call via video conferencing software.
It's that simple. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Reproduction of all stories is strictly prohibited without express permission from the author.
Bye.